Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. We are talking livestock this week. Colton Vondra with EverAg describing the futures market. And one word describes it, and that's volatility when it comes to livestock futures.
Yes, absolutely they are. Volatility is at an all-time high right now.
You talk about volatility. What's kind of, I guess, maybe pushing this to the forefront? Are there a few different factors?
Yeah, there's a few different factors. One thing that we've been starting to notice here, Joe, is that once we get the morning cutout report, it seems like just moments after we see that softening cutout, it seems like the futures market goes ahead and continues lower. So that could be an indication that we're starting to see some weakening on the beef demand side of things.
Now, seeing a weakening beef demand, I guess that's in direct reference to this economic situation we're in. I know we have a lot of folks in the markets, they always allude to some of the high credit card debt out there and some of those high levels.
Yep, that's a fact. And the other thing that we've maybe been kind of watching a little bit is the fact that student loan payments have been reactivated. So that's $150 to $200 of money that a lot of families don't have to spend on disposable goods anymore.
You know, when it comes to sharing advice too with folks in the cattle industry, I know it's not a get on and get off sort of thing. If you're involved in raising cattle, you're involved in raising cattle, and you have the ups and downs. How are your approaches to marketing now as we look at the new year? Are we looking at this volatility to possibly continue, or how do you guys look down the road on this?
The beef demand is going to be in charge of this thing now. Fundamentally, we know that we still have a short supply of cattle, and likely the shortest of supply is yet to come. We'll see that when we start to see some heifer retention. So on the supply side of things, there is some upside to the market, but we really just need to be sure that we can keep beef demand in check and rolling, as well as maybe pick up some exports.
You know, I think a lot of cattle raisers were banking on that, where we mentioned, and that's what I think was driving a lot of it, just lack of inventory and lack of build back. But you're saying this lack of demand can kind of trump those numbers.
Yes. Yep. If you don't have people, consumers that want to come to the table and buy it, it doesn't matter how short the supply is.
You mentioned exports could be maybe another facet here. What are we seeing as far as exports? Are they steady, or are they dropping a bit too?
They're dropping a little bit. They've been kind of lackluster here as of late. So we're hoping that once we get into the new year, kind of through the holiday season, that we'll maybe see an uptick there.
Colton Vondra with EverAg joining us. I know the correlation at our local auction barns. We're still seeing very high cash prices, and I know it may take a while for those to catch up here and kind of match those future numbers, but it's still pretty high in the cash side of things, Colton.
Yes, it is. Feeder cattle and live cattle cash continue to remain at a premium to the futures market, and that could be that there's a sentiment out there that, you know, everybody knows we are still short supply, so they're kind of hoping that maybe that this thing is not going to last as long as maybe some others think.
Anything else we need to really keep an eye on as we move the last couple of weeks here of 2023, Colton?
We've got a cattle on feed report that's going to be coming out next Friday, December the 15th. All eyes are going to be on that. We're hoping that we'll see a downturn on the placement side of things, which could provide a little boost to the live and feeder cattle markets.
Colton Vondra with EverAg talking the recent information regarding livestock and livestock markets and where we might be headed here in the near future. For Chasm Radio and Colton Vondra with EverAg, find out more at ever.ag. And we continue our livestock focus this week. Get some area auction barn results. Mitch Bartle over there at Tri-County and Montley recapping their Wednesday sale from this past week.
Black steers weighing 347 at 295. Black steers weighing 463 at 285. Black steers weighing 542 at 281. Black steers weighing 627 at 272. Black steers weighing 703 at 236. Black heifers weighing 355 at 280. Black heifers weighing 400 at 267.50. Black heifers weighing 523 at 243. Black heifers weighing 611 at 235. Buck heifers weighing 900 at 197. Top fat steers and heifers up to 171. Top cows up to 105. Top bulls at 107. Bred heifers up to 2250 on a bred stock cow sale last Saturday, and the bred cows up to 2300. Next feeder sales on Wednesday, December 13th, be 1,500 head of cattle. Their upcoming feeder sales will be Wednesday, December 20th and 27th also. In December, bred stock cow sales will be Saturday, December 16th and 30th. Check out our website for latest market reports, upcoming sales, and consignments. If you have any questions or like us, take a look at your cattle. Give us a call, 218-352-6546, anytime, day or night. Viewing the live on Cattle USA and DV Auction. We appreciate your business here at Tri-County Stockyards. Look forward to seeing you at the sales. Thank you.
And finally, we make our way to Long Prairie Livestock. Here's Brad Thielen recapping some of their most recent sales at Long Prairie.
Springers, 1,800 to 2,300. Smaller and commoners, 15 to 1,800. Open and breedables, all weights, $1.10 to $1.35. 907 head last night in Long Prairie. What a nice run. What a nice group of cattle. Everything sold very well. We'll start with the baby calf market. I call the baby calves 100 to 300 higher from a week ago. Them beef cross baby calves break from 450 to 600, and them Holstein baby calves break from 275 to 400. Small and commons break from 175 to 250 on the Holsteins. Holstein starter calves, we didn't have a lot of them around, but they break from 350 to 500. Beef little started up calves break from 400 to 700. We had a nice run of beef feeders in last night, right at 300 beef feeders in last night. Them good. We had a couple nice drafts of them good steers weighing from 750 to 8 1/4. They break from $1.95 to 2.10. Heifers off 175 to 190. We had some nice steers weighing from that 550 to 750, and they break from $2 to 245 by the pound. Heifers break from 185 to 225 by the pound. Killer cattle last night, lots and lots of killer cattle last night, right at 300 cows, just cows, right at 300 head of them. Them cows break last night, them good fat cows break from 90 to $1.05 with extreme top of $1.12. Them good kind of cutter cows breaking from that 74 to 88, and them poor yielders breaking from that 68 to 74, very few under 68 unless we had this or that going on. Holstein fats last night, 145 to 154. Colored fats last night from 160 to 168. Killer bulls last night, 103 to 112.
A look at livestock this week on your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have yourself a great weekend.